This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, I got a few more things I want to say about the $2.75 trillion garbage. I've been mainly focused on war and inflation, the economy imploding, open borders, pedophile, drag queen time, all of it. And next segment, I'm going to drill into more labs in the Western world with weaponized COVID that kills 80% of humans. That's coming up next segment ahead of Ali Alexander joining us. The latest on Bolsonaro, the latest on the diesel shortages. This is going to be a jam-packed next 2 hours. Judge Joe Brown's coming up, and then the great Gerald Celente. But I wanted to talk about how these globalists operate and how they're always trying to play mind games with people. So they default me. They rig these court cases, won't let us put on evidence, have a jury in Texas say $50 million, a jury in Connecticut in a literal kangaroo court say $965 million, almost a billion. And now the judge, the lawyers are asking in these extra damages that deal with unfair trade practices that the judge has found me guilty on, not the jury, for $2,750,000,000. It's hard to get numbers like that right. That is meant to demoralize you, to break your will, to think that we've got to give up, that it's all over. It's the opposite. It totally woke up almost everybody and blew up in their face spectacularly. And the big Democrat Party PR firm that now admits they ran the whole show is running around like a chicken with their head cut off saying, well, we didn't really want $2.75 trillion. But they did ask for it. And they've already got their, quote, billion, which they'll never get because I'll never make $100 million profit in my life. Never did. It's just insane. And the media spins it. You're saying you won't pay. Yes, because I can't, because it's made up, because it's a fraud to intimidate and scare everybody. And they know on appeal it's going to be overturned. So the bankruptcy's there just to show the world we don't have all this extra money. And it's an emergency reorganization. Then there's 2 years of appeals. So the only group that can take us off air is you, the viewers and listeners, if you don't go to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible products. Take the Great Reset and the War for the World. Get signed or unsigned copies at InfoWarsStore.com. The signed copy is a fundraiser to keep us on air. And we are right there slipping back into the red right now, and the bankruptcy could fail if you don't support. So I'm asking you now, get the historic book that's been number one in the last few months, off and on Amazon, not just nonfiction, not just fiction, not just political, not just political science, number one in the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the place to get it so that we get the funds into this operation. When you come in, and you get the signed copies at InfoWarsStore.com. All of that money goes to keep free speech on the air and to keep the crew here and to make us solvent for the bankruptcy. Okay, so they can't take us off air. So that's why you should get the signed copy for $99, if not for 20-something bucks. Get the unsigned copy, whatever you can afford, but do it now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you all for your past, current, and future support. Because this is the real fight. This is a war, and wars take money, and we're going to win this thing. We can't give up. Right is InfoWars is more credible than ever. We're exploding everywhere. People are saying Alex Jones is right everywhere. Our information's everywhere, going totally viral. We're winning thanks to you. Now's the time to press the attack in the InfoWar. And then finally, it's got to end in the next couple days, and it will. Biggest sale of the year, the InfoWars, Save InfoWars 1776 Super Sale. Save up to 60% off with promo code 1776. The lowest discount is 50. Because everything's 40 to 50% off with a promo code 1776, additional 10%. That makes a 40% off, a 50% off. That makes a 50% off, a 60% off. And it's all there. Survival Shield X3 for your entire body, your cells, your telomeres, your energy, your stamina, your libido, your immune system. It's there right now. Survival Shield X3, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, and more at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. This is a fight. We're winning it, but we need you to get these products to keep us on air, plus they're amazing products. Get them now at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back as the InfoWar surges forward. I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Monday, October 31st, 2022.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, hiding in plain view is the biggest crime against humanity ever committed. And they're just rolling it out there and plausibly setting up the deniability when they release a weaponized COVID that kills 80% of humans that come in contact with it. And they're even telling people where the bioweapons are at universities. So when they release it, they can claim some terrorists did it. Guaranteed, it's their plan. The last 3 years was just a drill for when they really kill everybody. And, you know, Alex Jones is almost always right, folks. You don't need me to tell you this. We're going to lay it all out. Congress is warned about it. But why is the FBI not raiding them? Why are they not taking it to Fort Detrick and incinerating it? Why are they not getting rid of it safely? Why are they not arresting the people doing it? Because a eugenics death cult is in control. And remember, to be able to carry this out, they've got to have us off the air. Remember, first they came for Alex Jones. We're going to play this short special report, and then we're going to go to the biggest news ever.
Alex Jones has been ordered to pay Sandy Hook victims' families nearly $1 billion.
$1 billion verdict.
Almost $1 billion in damages.
$965 million in damages.
$965 million. $1 billion.
$100 million.
This is actually a larger warning for other liars and conspiracy theorists in our society and our politics. It's a rebuke and a punishment that we believe, according to a lot of legal experts, will set this new precedent.
The mother of George Floyd's daughter now filing a $250 million lawsuit against Kanye West.
Kanye West made, quote, false statements about the manner of Floyd's death.
He says the family could sue for intentional infliction of emotional distress, citing the recent Alex Jones trial as an example.
Alex Jones is patient zero. Take him out.
Now, what does this mean?
Illegal limits and punishments for other individuals who may have...
Lying and conspiracy theories part of their business model or politics. Fox News is clearly watching this closely. They are facing this suit by Dominion Voting Systems for over $1 billion.
You heard that right. Billion with a capital. Bye.
This is not a trial.
There was no jury trial in this case.
No judge in U.S. history has ever told somebody what they can and can't say.
Everybody knows you're supposed to get your day in court. Yet the one person who is being denied any day in court is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones didn't kill anybody.
You were clear in that you had a change of heart, or you believed that you were wrong, or you believed you made a mistake, which I think is admirable. And I think the fact that they want to browbeat you after that is what is so scary. And I think that people out here would do well, if you're watching, to understand that apologies do nothing with these monsters.
The whole purpose of the First Amendment is to keep the government the hell out of the business of speech. Totally disregarded by the Connecticut courts when they decided to write their Alex Jones rule.
This judge, Barbara Nellis, is a disgrace to the rule of law, a disgrace to the judiciary, a disgrace to the justice system.
So the regime has come for Alex Jones. They always start with Alex Jones when it comes to these things.
You don't have to be an Alex Jones fan to understand that he is most definitely being made an example of.
The law industrial complex, in collusion with the media, can work in harmony to completely obliterate somebody financially.
That's $1 billion for expressing an opinion, which under the prevailing Supreme Court case law is absolutely protected.
The question is, do they really care about what Alex Jones said, or do they want to destroy Alex Jones?
Do you now believe that the First Amendment is absolute, or do you believe that the First Amendment has limitations?
I believe that the First Amendment is absolute and that you can't be priorly constrained. Obviously, if you get found guilty by a real jury in a real trial for defamation or libel, then it doesn't have absolutes. It does have limits. But I wasn't given a free trial.
The First Amendment is unique in the world. Most countries don't have that. I think the United States is the only country that has this, right? This enshrined freedom of speech in our highest law. That's what they want to take away.
This is our rights being taken. This is a Hollywood production. I'm not saying Sandy Hook didn't happen. I'm saying the production of what I supposedly did and how big it became and this huge event. I'm not the Sandy Hook guy. I'm the guy that wrote the number one best-selling book in the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World. That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny. And the real reason they want us off air is for what we do. We expose their plans. I told you first that they made it in the lab. I told you that they were going to kill you with the shots. I told you they'd bring out a world ID. And I told you that they were developing stuff far worse than the first COVID-19 they released that was a beta test. And now they admit at Boston University a month ago or 3 weeks ago that they cooked it up in the last year that kills 80% of humans. Well, now the reports on Infowars.com, it links to mainstream news in the UK, report potentially lethal new super strain, just like the one that they admit kills 8% of humans, at Boston, has been produced at Imperial College London, a hybridized gain-of-function version, completely, absolutely illegal. At least four labs on two continents have now constructed non-natural lab-generated viruses that retain the high immune escape of Omicron and acquire higher severity than Omicron, and that, as such, are reasonably expected to increase transmission and pathogenicity in humans. So they kind of whitewash what's happening in the UK, but it's the same mix to create the super strain that kills 80% of those that come in contact with it that was made in Boston. Outrage as Boston University creates Omicron strain that has an 80% kill rate in humanized mice that act the same as humans. Quite the sign a protester had. If my dog got three rabies vaccines in a year and still got rabies, I'd start to ask questions. Yeah. Good news, the Representative Roy, Chip Roy, and colleagues calling Republican leadership to investigate CDC's politicization of COVID-19 child vaccine vote. Even have Ben Shapiro coming out saying he was lied to and shouldn't have taken the shot. Talk about a rat leaving the sinking ship. How much money was he paid to push those lies back when he said the vaccine is 95% effective, is preventing you from getting the virus, and also mitigates the severity of the disease. None of that's true. 99% of those who actually get COVID-19 will survive. He was responding to Elijah Schaefer saying your immune system, this is 2 years ago, has a higher success rate in combating COVID-19 than the actual vaccine. And he said, in other words, get the vaccine, dopes. Think of all the brainwashing and all the fear-mongering and the psychosis they put the public under when it was the shot that was going to kill you all along. Now, these are the people calling you a conspiracy theorist. Very, very sad. And we've got clips of Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and Rachel Maddow all saying it's 100% effective. You should be made to take it because if you don't take it, you can spread it to other people. But if you take the shot, you can't spread it. You're protected. And they said, well, you're not protected, but then you can't spread it. Oh, well, actually, you spread it more, and you're more likely to spread it and get sick and die. All of that now admitted. Meanwhile, the Chinese government began COVID-19 vaccine research in 2019. Oh, yeah, really? Think so? Bodybuilder that challenged everybody and said he was taking the vaccine to prove it was safe, died of a heart attack. And it goes on and on and on. The Holy Grail is a global QR code ID system where you can't leave your house, buy or sell without it. They beta tested it in China and Australia and Canada and Italy. And now it's coming here. It's a big, big deal. All right, we're going to look at the midterms with a great political analyst, a good friend of mine, Ali Alexander. We'll also look at what's happening in Brazil. He's been demonized for pointing out the evidence points towards this being another major steal. We know the Biden administration was involved down there in the manipulation. Also, the ADL calling for more censorship of yours truly. And President Trump, just outrageous, the self-appointed globalists and the true authoritarianism, the totalitarianism that they are raining down on us. But humanity's not giving up. And all over the world, we see the numbers. People are absolutely breaking their conditioning at a massive, massive accelerated rate. So we have only begun to fight. Infowars.com is the tip of the spear. You are the resistance. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Final curtain, my friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain.
We just got hit with a bioweapon,
I've lived,
and now our enemies
a life that's full,
are telling us they've cooked up weaponized strains of COVID in England and the United States that are in major universities that will kill 80% of us. This is an exterminist depopulation cult that lied to us and held us hostage until we accepted the shots. And then as many people could be forced into it, did it. The rest of us didn't. And now they're hoping we just forget about what they did so they can do it again, but with a more deadly virus in the near future. This is a ticking time bomb. The entire civilization is on the edge of a precipice. Do not forget what people like Rachel Maddow and Bill Gates and others told you, that it was totally effective and would protect you, when it was the opposite. It destroys your immune system. It makes you get sick. It makes you die. Remember who the real disinformation criminals are when they point their filthy fingers at us. Here is Maddow.
Right, instead of the virus being able to hop from person to person to person, potentially mutating and becoming more virulent and drug resistant along the way, now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus. The virus does not infect them. The virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else. It cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people. That means the vaccines will get us to the end of this if we just go fast enough.
So there you go. If we just submit to them, it'll get us to the end of it. Just take the shot and go back outside. The reason I played this is we'll get into Bolsonaro and the U.S. midterms and all that next segment with one of the smartest political analysts I know, Ollie Alexander. And also we're in the same class of people targeted by the deep state for destruction because we're loyal Americans. How vindicated are you and I and others? And it's not about being vindicated. It's about we were right. People better listen to us about how deadly these shots were, how it wouldn't work, and how this credits the political system with all the numbers from around the world coming in that establishment, big pharma, UN-connected leftists are reviled everywhere at an accelerated rate, and their whole attempted COVID takeover backfired on them, in my view. What is your view on the state of the world and just the trust the people have for the system? Because I think, in fact, I know it's completely gone.
Yeah, I think that we're in Act 3 of their play. I think that they intend, by any means necessary, to usher in a great reset. Like I said, I think that we're going to experience a crash, not just a market crash, not just a famine, but maybe a World War III. And how we bounce back from that, how we equip our neighbors with calls to get back to the basics instead of like a new deal, you know, an international new deal, that is how humanity survives. So when I'm looking at all these crises, I've never seen a greater opportunity to wake up people, to stand against the elites in a peaceful and patriotic way. And I welcome the contrast. I mean, the hour is late, but I welcome the contrast. And we are entirely vindicated. An illegitimate election led to massive inflation, the rise in food prices, an energy crisis that is going to kill Europeans. And like I said, the potential of a nuclear war. And now they're doing the same thing in Brazil so that they can collapse South America and hand it over to the CCP.
We'll talk about that next segment and how you're being demonized for pointing that out by Business Insider and other establishment mouthpieces. But pulling back, the globalists admit they need all these crises to bring in their new world government, their new cashless society, their new universal basic income based on the CCP, as you rightfully say. How do you think their attempt at imposing this great reset is going? From my perspective, it's not going well, but that's only making them double down that much harder, which makes the situation that much more explosive.
Yeah, that's my analysis, too, is that I've said this before, we're dealing with the grandchildren and great-grandchildren of these kind of malevolent oligarchs, but at least those oligarchs were competent as they were redrawing the world and dividing and conquer. These people like Boris Johnson and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Barack Obama, Emmanuel Macron, and in a lot of ways, these people are hugely incompetent at this kind of death cult that they're running. And so I agree. I think that they're failing to get kind of the opt-in from even, you know, good faith liberals, which is frankly dwindling. They're under attack from the Marxists and progressives, the Antifa, and frankly now, you know, out and out Luciferians doing unbaptisms. You know, it's remarkable that they're revealing their hand, and people are waking up and we're using the internet to communicate what their plans are. So I agree with your analysis exactly. Is they are being defeated. We are winning. We are pushing back. We are developing martyrs, unfortunately, on our side. But that's causing them to double down. And I've declared in December they're going to push for a false flag so that an aid package for Ukraine is actually proposed under the speakership of McCarthy, not Pelosi. Why? Because they need to cuck and compromise McCarthy and a bunch of Republicans early. This way, it cuts off Donald Trump, and he's having to run against his own party effectively in the narrative. And so look for a false flag in December, because January and February, they are going to do a coup d'etat with the narrative.
I've also noticed that the left, major think tanks, Democratic Party groups now admit they ran the whole Sandy Hook show trials against us. They are in full panic mode to get us off air, but not just us. To get everybody, because they know if we're here challenging the narrative, if you're there, it's game over. That's why listeners have to really let it sink in that you have all the power. Only listeners and viewers can take our information, Ali Alexander's information, Steve Bannon's information, Roger Stone's information, Donald Trump's information, and get it past the censors. You're doing a great job. Text messages, emails, word of mouth, take clips, re-upload them yourself. Realize that whether you reach 10 people or a million, it's changing the world, and keep doing it. And understand you've got to send people to our URLs. Hey, Alex Jones is still on air. Oh, really? I want to hear what he has to say. And we're getting massive new numbers of new people tuning in. And also support Ali Alexander and his great work and the shows he does. Find him on Telegram, t.me/ Ali Alexander, AliAlexander.org, and GiveSendGo.com/AliAlexander, because he's been through hell. He was the only guy that had the courage to go and not take the fifth, which was a smart move, I think, for myself. But he eloquently exposed the whole fraud that it wasn't a staged event, and the grand jury knew that was the truth. He went before the grand jury, everything. So, Ali, you just did an excellent job telling the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, and you did just a superlative job, my friend.
Well, I really appreciate that. You know, and I was talking with a mutual friend today, you know, Jason Jones, and he said, you know, tell Alex he was right, he was right, he was right. And only Bob Marley beat him to describing what we are actually facing. And I'm just happy to be in the foxhole with you, with InfoWars and the InfoWarriors, who are spreading these links, spreading our messages, funding our legal defenses, buying products, and we're winning and they're losing.
That's right. And by the way, I was listening to Bob Marley again the other day. I was on a Bob Marley jag. And I'm like, this guy was Alex Jones before I was born.
Look, I'm not bragging, it's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana, they hate populism, they hate grassroots, they hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, funding the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We had the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Survivors, so I dream, I
song, he goes in to talk about the technocracy and the scientific elite wanting to kill humanity, destroy our children. Every song's poetry. We're the survivors. All right. Ali Alexander is definitely a survivor. For the balance of this hour, I'm trying to give you the floor, my friend, to get into the midterms here. Bolsonaro, I mean, they're saying they're going to arrest Bolsonaro if he lost, and people are having to flee now. Will he stand and fight? Will the military stand against the election fraud? We know that there's a lot of evidence of that coming out that I'm going to show some of the viewers here in a moment. There's only one region where he lost, and it was overwhelmingly, just like we saw here in the last election. But you got demonized. Stop the Steal leader, Ali Alexander, calls for military coup in Brazil to intervene in the presidential election. But when I read your quotes, you didn't say that, Ali. So what's really going on?
Yeah, it's quite amazing, right? Because here you have a headline that doesn't really match the story and certainly doesn't match the source material, which you can find at my Telegram and my Truth Social account and, you know, Gab and all the other social networks that haven't kicked me off. These are patriot networks. But all I called for is what Brazil's constitution allows and really compels. We don't understand it here in America, but because the judiciary and socialists and Marxists and other military coups have happened in South America, it's developed very differently. And the Brazilian constitution allows and gives the military kind of oversight power at balancing the checks and the balances between the various branches of government. For example, you even have like a court system there that has a military arm, a Praetorian Guard of sorts. And so what we have is that the national military there needs to conduct an audit. Apparently, they've already done a report on the previous the first round of election. This was round two, and they haven't released it yet. And so all I called for was a simple audit, and that is that the AP, the Associated Press, and, you know, kind of the Anglosphere's intelligence agencies, they don't get to certify elections. Governments certify elections, and that includes the military. So I called for a peaceful military intervention. I did not call for a military violent coup. The press knows this, and yet they ran it on Yahoo, they ran it on AOL, they ran it on Business Insider, and then they used a bot army against me. Is the State Department and the CIA using a bot army on Elon Musk's Twitter to amplify, you know, these calls?
By the way, let me stop you. We said that years ago when Obama left Stay Behind Networks and they're under Trump and with billions in funding. They now admit that even when Trump was in and now under Biden, they are have the CIA and State Department coordinating with big tech on how to censor. Totally illegal.
Totally, totally illegal. And Alex, while I was prepping for your show, right before, I think right when I was coming live, The Intercept dropped a piece. I'm telling you, you know, this lid is about to blow wide open. Okay. You know, I think that there need to be people like you and need to be people like me who are dismissed from Twitter. And we tell Elon Musk, we're not looking for a financial remedy. We're simply looking for evidence that the government colluded with Twitter employees. We will enter in with the new Twitter Incorporated a settlement, a no cash settlement agreement in exchange for evidence that our government was coordinating against us. And we know that. We know that they were. We know that DHS was involved in this, just like they were involved in Brazil. You know, you wouldn't believe it. And I've outlined this in my piece at the Gateway Pundit, that you didn't have mid-level deputies or managers with the Biden administration getting involved with the Brazil election. And they've been involved for months and months and months. You had the CIA director. You had the Secretary of Defense. You had our national security advisors. And they were threatening Brazil behind the scenes. They were leaking to the press and they were at conferences effectively making subtweets and overtures saying, well, Brazil's going to lose its diplomatic status if you don't hand over the election to the socialist who, yeah, has promised basically to kill or arrest Bolsonaro. And so I'm very glad that the president, the legitimate president of Brazil, has not conceded. He has met with political advisors, lawyers, and yes, he's meeting with the military to assess what options need to be done to safeguard constitutionally and peacefully the integrity of the actual vote there in Brazil.
Now, the reason, obviously, they came out and twisted what you said is they're always putting out the narrative that we wanted a coup on January 6th. that were calling for coups. It was Pelosi and all the Democrats on the news saying, we're going to have the military remove Trump. We have all the Peter Strzok emails. They said we're not going to accept the election if Trump does get elected. So they're the ones pushing violence, the mostly peaceful protest.
It's a copy and paste like nothing I've ever seen, Alex. Not only did they, for months and months and months, this international order put pressure on Bolsonaro, which was intended to affect middle-of-the-road swing voters, right? But they also decided to subvert him with this narrative meme saying, well, he might do a coup. How are you going to be the head of state and organize a coup? How are you going to say that there's a coup when you really have a lawless court there in Brazil, and all these elites against Bolsonaro and the people? Bolsonaro had larger rallies than Trump. They're the largest rallies I've ever seen in my adult life, you know, maybe the largest rallies ever, and he's very wildly popular. And it looks like, again, they use an algorithm. They use an algorithm. Maybe we'll talk about that next segment. That all we want, all we're doing is calling for an audit. By the way, the Brazilian Constitution says that you need your elections to be transparent. The people need.
And that's where I'm going next with Bolsonaro, or Bolsonaro, as you pronounce it correctly. What do you think he's going to do next?
Well, what I think that he needs to do is he needs to choose not to die. He needs to choose not to be arrested. And if he has the support of the military, I think that the military does need to do whatever they need to do to basically freeze the country for a week or two, bring in international auditors, bring in American auditors.
Well, sure, just like Venezuela, the communists get in this time, they're never going to have a real election again.
Never, never. And they're going to kill and arrest opposition leaders. I mean, what we're watching is actually a coup against the Brazilian people, against sovereign states. They want WHO, they want the World Economic Forum, they want the UN to have control over Brazil and take away the one bright light in South America. And I think that this positions us very, very, very poorly going forward.
And by the way, you're not just saying that. The UN is hopping mad that he wouldn't do forced injections and keep the lockdowns going. So they're trying to get war crime charges against him for crimes against humanity.
It's entirely, you know, what their agenda is. And they've said it and they're bragging about it. Just like after the 2020 election in Time magazine, they said, oh, we fortified the election. We fortified the election. Claims that they had previously said that we were conspiracists for believing, right? This arrangement between county level bureaucrats, NGOs, the press, and all of them. They bragged about it in Time magazine. Well, they just did it in Foreign Policy magazine now 3 days ago with the Brazilian election. The Biden team is bragging about interfering with this election. And Alex, again, there's these weird things happening with the winner. Again, just like we saw in America. Lula has small rallies. Bolsonaro has large rallies. And then we see that there's violence in the street by the winning party. Why are there these BLM Antifa-like looting and arsons happening if their guy won? There's these powerful videos of jail cells and prisons with them screaming Lula's name. And so it's a very dark day for sovereign states, for free citizens, and, you know, actual elections that matter.
All right, Ali Alexander, let's look at U.S. elections only 8 days away. When we return with one of the smartest political analysts out there, Ali Alexander. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today, AliAlexander.org.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And viewers, you are amazing. You have changed the world. We together are the tip of the spear. Please remember, we need funds to stay on air. We have a victory path. Plus, we've got great products you need. The sale has to end. I've extended it for like a week, Tuesday night, because we've almost sold out a bunch of products. Up to 60% off promo code 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com on DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, X3. The list goes on and on at InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. You can also do Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra. There's so many great products there. The fluoride-free toothpaste, Diet Force, a little bit of that's back in. It's all massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Living Defense, Parasite Cleanse, Knockout Sleep Aids, all 50 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Back to Ollie Alexander. All right, let's get in to the domestic side, the diesel running out on the 19th, the positioning. What are they positioning us for? All the numbers I'm seeing show bloodbath for Democrats. What is your intel and also your discernment telling you, Ollie Alexander?
Yeah, so, you know, this cycle is interesting. As you pointed out, you know, you and I have faced a tremendous lawfare by the Biden administration and our federal government. And so this is the first cycle in my career where I'm not actually working a race. And it's a little bittersweet, but it also means that I'm not pressing my sources in the more than 35 states that I've worked in as much as I would during a normal cycle. Or I used to make for my patrons an election night worksheet, and I'm not doing that this midterm. But what I will tell you is that I did put up a piece at the American Spectator 3.5 weeks ago that said that the red wave was stunted. Well, on the eve of the prospect of a World War III and the Saudis intervening and effectively swatting down Joe Biden's attempt to rig the midterm elections by artificially lowering the gas prices, instead the gas prices went up, all undecided started breaking for the Republicans, polling flooded. Literally the day after I published my piece that, oh, the red wave's shrinking, the red wave came back, and that wasn't due to GOP leaders. That was actually due to the information networks like InfoWars, like Gab, like Truth Social, like Telegram, like the folks on Gitter. And
I agree, but why did the Saudis slap down Biden?
Well, I think that the Saudis do not want a Democrat-controlled D.C., quite frankly.
Please continue.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, instead of artificially lowering the prices of gas for the Bidens, you know, the Biden administration and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are tearing apart this world. You know, it's only a matter of time before Taiwan falls, and I'm pretty confident that Taiwan is going to fall. We're going to see a false flag endorsed by the Western world that that Zelensky does, and I don't think that the Saudis think that they can be as prosperous in a world that is split between allies and axis again.
And what you said is so key, because take Trump. He made the U.S. the number one energy exporter overnight, stood up to the Saudis, made them lower prices, but they respected that because they saw overall global prosperity. They respected someone actually talking to them as equals instead of all the sneakiness and manipulation of the Obama, whole New World Order system.
That's exactly right, Alex. And he built a win-win. Not only did the Saudi royal family start diversifying some of their investments, they put a lot of money in the United States. They more normalized relationships with other countries.
So they bet on America, and I'm not lionizing him, it's true. They bet on America, and now they see Biden betting against their investment. They're pissed.
Yeah, they are pissed. And so, you know, I mean, imagine this: when you're not allowed to export oil to half the world, or you're in these agreements to track down terror funding, and then the Biden administration is actually going to use that to hurt, you know, Russia and hurt other countries that are taking a neutral stance towards with the conflict that's happening in Ukraine's civil war and their war with Russia. So, you know, it's a complicated world out there right now. And I always tell people, look, you know, none of these countries are my brothers. I'm America first. But where we can find allies for any given amount of time, I'm going to look for allies. That's why I'm passionate about what's happening in Brazil. That's why I look at the Saudis as allies right now. I'm glad, frankly, for example, like Israel, although they're on this Ukraine narrative, they're not giving Ukraine the weapons that Ukraine wants, and thereby it's not escalating the conflict.
I was about to say, they see where the escalation goes. Like Netanyahu was on TV last week, and he said, this leads to nuclear war. This has got to stop. Even the Pope says that.
Yeah, even the Pope says that. And Putin has reached out to the Pope, and he wants to do some mediation with the Pope. And I think that there's a tremendous opportunity. Look, I'm not a fan of the Pope. I'm not a fan of what Ukraine is doing. I'm not a Putin shill.
But what's happening is so bad that even Israel and the Pope don't want this.
Exactly. And so, look, I think that there are some nefarious players like the Pope and like Israel. But look, we all got to be rowing together, and everyone is standing against the Biden administration. And that's a good thing. When our opponents and our enemies and people that we don't normally get along with are standing and saying, you know what, the Biden regime is effectively illegitimate on the world stage. That is good for the American people. It's going to be good for us in the midterms.
No, I agree. So what were the globalists thinking doing this? Because everything they're touching turns to crap now.
I think you hit it two segments ago. It causes them to double down. And what we really want, and this is my theory, I'm curious about yours, is I've always been under this since 2020, is that we must spiritually defeat them. We must politically defeat them. And we have other options, if necessary, but aren't options right now. And what that means is that then they go away for 50 years or they go away for 100 years. And then they re-implement their plan. And so I think we have a real chance, Alex, at pushing away the globalists for a century. And this next 10 years really determines a lot. This next 10 years determines the next millennia for the world, the baby boom in Africa, the conflict between India and China. I mean, this really, really is the most pivotal decade. And again, like I said, you know, what's going to be a millennia.
I totally agree. What else is on your radar?
Well, look, I think that I'm concerned about the fraud, though. Republicans have not, in any red state, taken out the Dominion machines. I would have done that if I was an elected Republican or if I was the RNC chair. Unfortunately, Trump endorsed all of these people. And so these people aren't serving the public. Trump has to kind of go along to keep allies because he's being persecuted. In Pennsylvania, they're sending out ballots. They're sending out double ballots in some cases to registered voters who don't even live there. In Nevada, they've codified the pandemic rules, and so there are drop-off boxes and universal mailing of registered voters. I think that that's going to put us 2 or 3 points behind what we're currently polling, and we're only polling in that U.S. Senate seat there 2 points ahead. I think they'll in Nevada, they'll give us the governor's race, which I'm not a fan of that, Rhino. But they'll try to take away the U.S. Senate seat. So there might be some disappointment on election night. But I think that we'll see Herschel Walker in Georgia outperform his polling. We're safe in Ohio. I'm not a fan of Dr. Oz, and personally, I wouldn't vote for him. But I understand that a lot of but I'll say this: Fetterman is worse. Fetterman is a Satanist. And so, you know, patriots have a tough choice to make there. So I think that Dr. Oz will also perform.
By the way, Fetterman really is a Satanist. I've looked into him. That guy is super evil.
Right. And I was the first person to say it, even though people are trying to take credit for it. Now, they don't plan to have him serve out a full term. They plan to give his seat to his wife, who's even worse than he is. And so we're watching a full. Think about this. You know, I was on the phone with our mutual friend Jason Jones last night, and I said, we now live in democracies without the consent of the people. What is that? He said, well, it's not a democracy at all. You know, it's a meme. It's effectively a meme. And all we're calling for, I think you and I are calling for, is, you know, if the public wants to go left or the public wants to go right, there ought to be a fair debate, not a center debate, not a deplatform debate. We exchange the ideas. We go to the ballot box. It's transparent. We're able to audit it. And then we go that way and we see if it works. And if it doesn't, then we go another way. That's all we want,
Ollie,
in a constitutional republic.
Ollie Alexander, do 5 more minutes with us. I got 2 quick questions on the other side, and then Judge Joe Brown's coming on. How big is this Pelosi thing? We're clearly, there's 2 men in their underwear in the bedroom with hammers. He said he knew the guy when they got there. Now they're trying to change the subject. What does that mean? And then DeSantis, Trump, with this growing rift, is that real, or what do you see on that? Final segment with Ollie Alexander. You can find his website and all his links there at ollyalexander.org. He's heavily censored and persecuted, didn't back down. He deserves our support. We'll come right back and finish up with him, and then Judge Joe Brown will cover the waterfront straight ahead. Hour number 3. Stay with us.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.